Good evening. This is a sort of a feel-good lesson, okay? After our Sunday lesson, I figured the congregation needed a little feel-good, okay? But I want to talk to you about stress. You know, we live in a stressful environment. You know, you turn the television on every day, and what do you see? You see Iran, you see North Korea, you see Trump haters, you see Trump lovers. You know, it's stressful. But if you think about it, that stress is nothing new. What do you think about how do you think the Hebrew people felt when they looked over and they saw the Syrians and the Babylonians coming? Sort of a stressful situation, I imagine. When I was younger, I can't help but remember the Cold War was going on. You know, we had television advertisements of how to build bomb shelters, of how to step. You know, we saw pictures of atomic bombs going off and the destruction these things could happen. You know, and then after that there was Vietnam, and after that it was the Israelis and the Egyptians, and I was in the service during that time, and I was sort of stressed, you know, when I got my orders for Vietnam. That sort of stressed me. But that's nothing new. But over 30 years, I worked in a really regulated job, really stressful job. And they sent us to stress management classes and how to do this and how to do that. And my boss gave me a bit of information early in my career. He said, when you meet someone in the hall and they ask you how you're doing, tell them you're doing great. You're doing that for two things. One, it can always get worse. And number two, they really don't know how well you're doing. And I took that to heart. And today, when I pass someone, they ask me how I'm doing great. And I really am. Because number one, should we be anxious? Sure. Anxiety is a normal human reaction. We got to deal with it, right? If it's normal, got to deal with it. But of course, we're told always to be good stewards and work. However, in the big picture, we must realize who is in control and how much control we really have. God said He will supply our needs. 2 Corinthians 9:8 reads, "And God is able to bless us abundantly, so that in all things and all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work." Philippians 4:19 reads, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Jesus Christ." So our needs will be supplied. So what should we do when we find ourselves in an anxious situation? Well, here again, the Bible tells us what to do. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus." And 1 Thessalonians 5:11 reads, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you're doing. In the end, we will be rewarded." So it says, pray to God and help one another. Even though we have a hard time realizing it, we have comfort of the ultimate reward. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8 reads, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing." And Hebrews 5:9-15 reads, "For this reason, Christ is a mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive a promised eternal inheritance. Now that He has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant." Eternal inheritance and a crown of righteousness. How comforting can that be? But to obtain this comfort, we have to do something. And now is the time to do it. If you haven't been baptized, you've heard the word, we encourage you to repent and confess and come at this time as we stand and sing.